James River Valley Library System endures 2020 pandemic. Central Valley Health reports on vaccinations in Stutsman and Logan counties. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The James River Valley Library System has continued to provide their services during the COVID-19 pandemic. With the restrictions throughout 2020, Library Director Joe Rector says they're thankful for the continued community support.
You know, this has really been an unprecedented year in 2020, and we know that 2021 is going to be a little bit iffy as well. We're working hard to support our community and to provide the information needs that people have. And we deeply appreciate the patience of our community. We appreciate the support of our community.
In a recent interview, Rector discussed plans for both Alfred Dickey Library and the Stutsman County Library. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Central Valley Health District reports they have provided 936 COVID vaccinations since the vaccine first arrived on December 22nd. Robin Isler, Unit Administrator, reports their team has been working very hard to provide the vaccinations in the community as soon as it arrives. Central Valley Health began administering the second dose of the Moderna vaccine to priority group Phase 1A in the past week, which includes frontline healthcare workers, first responders, and long-term care residents and staff. She says those who received the vaccine the week of December 22nd were due for the second dose this past week. Fargo police report they have arrested a 29-year-old man after they say he confronted an officer, then hid in his own vehicle with a gun for several hours. Police say the man confronted an officer early Saturday before driving away. The officer trailed him to a driveway where the man covered his car's windows from the inside with debris, obstructing the view inside. Officers also heard a gunshot from the vehicle. They later determined the man was in the trunk and he surrendered without incident. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, weather, and sports anytime, like us on Facebook at News Dakota.